We have got these cases beginning of January, and we have with the WHO and Ministry of Health established a very good system for reporting and analyzing, because a lot of them were diagnosed clinically, some of them through laboratory, and hopefully we didn't get any deaths. So far, we have almost 300 cases reported, and according to the data analysis with the surveillance system, the number is going down now. The number from January until April, now the number has gone down.
That's great news to hear that the numbers are going down, because we understand reaching Syrian refugees in Lebanon is not that easy there.
Exactly. In Lebanon, they are widely scattered throughout all the countries.
And in addition to measles, there must be other health concerns among the refugee population living in such conditions.
Exactly, yes. You are right. Now we are starting a campaign after tomorrow on Thursday. The campaign is targeting first the tented settlement, because we have an increasing number of scabies among the refugee population, even in some Lebanese population, the most vulnerable, because Syrian refugees are located mainly in the host community, which are, we say, most vulnerable community in Lebanon. We have scabies, we have cases of lice, okay? We have some cases reported of hepatitis A. We have other diarrhea diseases, and we have some acute respiratory affection in this tented settlement. Why? Because the water is becoming a challenge to make safe drinking water available. We have a second challenge to set up the latrines in this area. And you know, you can say the armadas, they are pregnant, they have on their hand one baby, let's say 1 year, and they have also three other children. So the mothers are overwhelmed. For them, everything is challenging. Water is challenging, food is challenging, school for children is a challenge, hygiene, personal hygiene and general hygiene in the tented settlement, it's a real, also a challenge. So all these difficult living conditions, they are leading to this problem of scabies and lice and diarrhea diseases and so on.
With all of those challenges that you're facing there in Lebanon, what would you say is the greatest need for UNICEF in serving the Syrian refugee population?
Frankly, we are doing the best. For UNICEF now, we are working closely with NGOs, which have some good capacity in health and nutrition, because also we have some cases of malnutrition that are taking place. And we are about to start a nutrition assessment for children among the refugee population. Second, we are also pushing and involve the Ministry of Health in this response, not only NGOs, but Ministry of Health, that has a large network of primary healthcare centers, already 177 throughout the country. We are also bringing in board social development center. In the social development center, we have already health centers providing healthcare. And we are starting also on Thursday, we are starting mobile clinic. So that is, I will mean that this mobile clinic with Ministry of Health and with NGO, we are bringing some together. They will be going to all tented settlements of the country to provide free examination, free medication, and there will be also an assessment regarding what are their needs in issue of water and sanitation, and also the needs to see if their children are going to school. We are integrated in this intervention, health, nutrition, education, and water sanitation. And later on, if we be able to set up all this integrated activity together, we will also bring with us to see more, to go in depth, to do an assessment with our colleagues from Child Protection Section.